And Zach East here. It is time for Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Dessert Day, so eat it first. National Emergency Nurse Day. Thank you, nurses. And National Stop Bullying Day. If you are working from home, have you found that it's now harder to relax at home? A new survey found that 25% of respondents say that when their home became their office, they had a harder time separating their work life from their home life, making it more difficult just to chill out. How confident are you in your cooking skills? Seems a lot of people are very confident. Not me. In fact, 50% of people in a recent survey said that they have a recipe so good that it could be served in a 5-star restaurant. And 46% said their cooking skills were on par with professional chefs. Again, not me. Speaking of dining, a restaurant group in San Diego wants to take COVID-safe dining to new heights on a Ferris wheel. Yeah, the group wants to build a 148-foot Ferris wheel that they say could safely accommodate as many as 288 people in 36 separate 8-passenger gondolas. The views are amazing from the top of this wheel, and it's a day and nighttime activity for locals, visitors, families, seniors, and everyone in between. It's also a very COVID-safe activity, says David Cohn of the Cohn Restaurant Group. I'm now suddenly hungry and afraid of heights. Time to start your holiday wish list. First, it was Gucci's $1,200 grass-stained jeans, and now Ralph Lauren is selling paint-splattered overalls, in case you need those, for $800. Here's how they're described on the website. Made from Japanese cotton satin with the reverse side facing out, utility pockets, all over paint splatters. How exciting. And in these turbulent times, it's great to see people taking a stand and fighting for the important stuff. Like Taco Bell's Mexican pizza? Yeah, a change.org petition is out there with more than 100,000 signatures with the goal of keeping the menu item around. If Taco Bell continues with their plan of streamlining their operations, and if people don't make enough noise about the Mexican pizza going away, then it will be disappearing for good on November 5th from menus. So maybe eat as many as you can until then and sign the petition if you're really that broken up about it, I suppose. That's Coffee Talk for today. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.